dormitory life. Driving into town at night, I saw there was only Main Street and the end of the light. The first day, I bought old newspapers to hold me down. Day two, I was shooting crushed aspirin to keep the crystal growing. Do you know, he asked, what Gertrude Stein remarked? I dodged into a postcard of Raymond Roussel's living room, sepia, where I slipped in a pool of vomit, fell against a colour TV and jogged five tiny Chicago Bears out onto the blue chenille rug. Roussel was pleasant. We talked about war, people, food and him. Let me explain about art, he whispered. I write nuts, sign it, and they keep it on their tables. Saving the brain at the expense of life, I ventured. His ragged clothes revealed the phone had been cut off. Slid a slide into the projector, he flashed. If the army is retreating, how can you run away? And while I was enjoying the orange glow on my retina, the heroes never looked like other men. I relaxed into the sound of a grenade exploding in a tank full of people. Take this, he murmured, as registration slipped and I fell out of the postcard. This was a remote control unit with one button labelled Different Light.